What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you have stumbled upon episode 163 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. The Just Us Geeks podcast is sponsored in part by our good friends at Lynda.com. Do me and yourself a favor and cruise on over to lynda.com/JustUsGeeks for your free 10-day trial of awesome. Go do it. I'd be glad you did. Joining me for episode 163 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is probably the stinkiest guy you'll ever meet, one Logan Barnes.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, bud.
I picked this opening song.
Yeah, no, I'd still not. I don't,
why did you just jump on it?
I don't know. You offered, and I was like,
Adam Levine.
Well, it goes with Taylor Swift. Yeah. So, what about you, Matt Wood? How's it going?
It's going. What about you? Doing all right?
Pretty good.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Joining us again from the land of milk and honey in California is one James Stratton.
Hi. Good to be back.
I am. Good to have you back.
How was the Golden West?
Did you see the Governator?
No.
Did he say get to the chopper right now?
No.
Did you have to run to a chopper? Was there a lot of movie things
He's
that happened?
He's not the Governator anymore.
No.
No. Okay.
It was just like Memphis, but in California.
Hotter.
It's Sacramento. No, it's not hotter. They don't have the humidity that we have. So the temperature is higher, but it's not hot.
They have In-N-Out burgers, though.
Yes, they do have an In-N-Out burger.
It's a good burger.
Was it good?
I
need to mention that before we started, we were getting ready. We were testing some sound levels.
No one's ever going to believe you.
And, well, we've got it recorded. And a song from an upcoming segment. Actually, the reverse tweet the geeks are going to do in a minute came on and... We had some spooktacular power failure there for a moment, so we maybe should have talked about Poltergeist.
Pretty exciting.
Well, it is coming out this summer.
Yeah, and apparently it's in our house right now, so we'll just go on and do this. So episode 163 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is going to be all about summer blockbuster movies and why they're good, if they're good, what you think is good. We're gonna talk about the history of summer blockbusters, where we think they're going, and we got a lot of movie news to share with you in the second half of the show as well. So to get things going, we're gonna do a reverse tweet the geeks again this week, and the people who can fix our James. Technically, you're a Ghostbuster. You fixed the light.
I did.
Almost.
I fixed it.
It almost.
All by yourself, didn't you?
It only takes one person to change a light bulb, Matt.
Yeah. All by yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. Great job. You did great.
Oh, thanks. We already had someone say their favorite blockbuster ever was Armageddon.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. If only we would have known the sing-along.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Man, can make that happen.
Not like at the drop of a hat, I can't, but I wish I had.
Well, you've got the...
Well, how did you make it happen at the drop of a hat?
How many geeks does it take to change a light bulb? That one and that one.
Two.
Yep.
And
he could reach to take the cover off. He could not reach the bulb, so I had to get up there and do it.
Okay.
So
here we go. Our reverse tweet the geeks question of the week is, what is your favorite summer blockbuster of all time, Mr. Logan Barnes? I'll start with you, since it's probably like the SpongeBob movie or something. That you saw.
CAMPFIRESONG song. It's the CAMPFIRESONG.
That was
song.
An episode. That wasn't in the movie.
Shut up.
F is for things.
That's also an episode. F is for things. Start with A.
Shut up. What's your favorite blockbuster of all time?
I don't know, man. I watch movies. I don't remember when I watch them. Like,
well, I'm talking about like
spit one out, and I'll tell you if it was a summer blockbuster.
Are you talking like my favorite movie that's like super duper popular?
Okay, the Armageddon guy says any movie where an animal cracker runs down Liv Tyler's torso is worth watching.
it is worth a look. It's worth a sneak peek,
especially '90s Liv Tyler.
That's good.
Eric said you were an amiibo when SpongeBob came out. Just a
hard
little
to
amiibo.
Find.
Okay, so you really don't know. You don't really have one?
Just what's your favorite movie?
Jaws. I don't know.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh. Smoking Aces is honestly one of my favorite movies.
I don't think that was a summer. It might have been, though.
It may have been. Our good friends at the War Machine Horse podcast said our statements about the Armageddon was erroneous because Ben Affleck was on the other end of that animal cracker. Wingo.
There's nothing wrong with Ben good Affleck, stuff. People.
I'm afraid he's going to prove that to people in just a few months.
A year?
Max says Avengers 1. So, Logan, like, no... any movie where they kill off Owen Wilson the first 45 minutes is worth watching.
Oh, if you don't like Channing Tatum, Public Enemy kills him off in the first 10 seconds that he's on screen.
Yeah, that was a summer film,
he
too.
He literally runs across the field, gets shot in the back. Yeah, dead. I was like, man,
where's your magic, Mike?
Your brother was there. We screened it. We all stood up and applauded that movie when he got shot and killed. We were all just like,
nice.
So no grand experience of going to the theater, a big, huge summer movie, nothing like that that sticks out for you?
I don't watch movies with people.
The biggest experience I had for those were like the Dark Knight movies came out in the summer, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. So the Dark Knight series, we always got together and went to like the midnight showing, me and my high school buds. So
yeah,
this was like a year ago.
Yeah.
It was like 2013, I think. Yeah. 2012.
Matt, what about you? Favorite summer blockbuster of all time? You can say what you're going to say before.
I was looking at this list. I was going to say Independence Day, but there's a lot of summer movies that came out in the summer that I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
1985.
Armageddon equals Bruce Willis actually dies hard. Yep, War Machine Horse. We're going to get there in just a minute. So
we're going to do it. Yeah,
Back to the Future.
War Machine Horse.
Their answer.
Batman, 1989. Batman. That's good.
89 Batman.
Empire Strikes Back was a summer blockbuster.
Okay, don't just list summer blockbusters, Matt. Your favorite one. Or two. Give me one or two.
Because I said the Dark Knight movies.
Say Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Right. Yeah. Independence Day.
I've got
Welcome
two.
To Earth.
I got two. It's like one's a retro, which is the original summer blockbuster, Jaws.
That was on my list.
Is the original summer blockbuster.
Keep that in mind in just a moment.
And my most recent favorite is Iron Man, the first one, because it is a near perfect comic book movie.
Yes, I agree.
Near perfect.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
You've never seen Iron Man?
Never seen it.
Oh, man.
That's why he didn't come see Avengers.
I guess so.
He's never seen the start.
Yeah.
I've never seen the beginning of it.
Someone said any Star Trek movie. Those were summary. And Eric says Spider-Man 2002. Buddy, you just hold on to your Spider-Man. That may come back for you at the end of the show.
Spider-Man.
I'm going to go and say Jurassic Park. That's what I'm going to go and say.
Yep.
Because that was a hell of a movie.
I saw that movie in a drive-in theater.
I saw that movie.
Oh, my gosh. And it was really?
It was cloudy that day. It was raining. And I remember I was so excited to see this movie, and I got down on my knees and I prayed to God that it would not rain so we could go watch Jurassic Park. I was like, please.
You went to Iuka, didn't you?
Please, yes.
Did you sit outside?
I was super excited.
Why didn't you just go watch it at the Twin Cinema?
It wasn't playing there.
That's where I saw it at.
Yeah.
It wasn't playing there. I think we waited too long. I don't know. I was like 5 years old. I didn't know when movies came out.
Yeah. You went and did the double feature.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what they do out there.
Okay.
So continue on the story.
When
he prayed.
I just prayed really hard that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't. And I saw Jurassic Park, and it was awesome.
When did Jurassic Park come out?
93.
I was two, guys.
Yeah. Man,
I wasn't even born when Jaws came out, but it is a near. It's like the original summer blockbuster.
Yeah, it actually is.
Well, good for it.
It made people afraid to go back in the water.
It's terrible.
Have you ever seen? Speaking of that, we'll get to some movie news in the second half of the show that you'll be really interested in.
Are you talking about that kid?
Yes, we'll get there. So, Logan, have you ever seen Jaws?
Yeah, I've seen Jaws.
Okay. You've seen Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, I've seen Jurassic Park.
Do you think that
it's essentially the same movie?
Do you think
one's in the water, one's with dinosaurs?
Do you remember Blockbuster Video? Yeah, we're going to talk about that maybe next week. Do you think, Matt, that Jurassic World...
We still have a Blockbuster Video in this town.
Yeah, one of the last ones.
Right, I think there's like 100 left.
No, there's less than 50.
Oh, well, we have one.
Yeah.
We're going to have our good friend Eric Plunk on. We're going to talk about it. Matt, do you think Jurassic World will garner the same kind of like summer blockbustery feel that Jurassic Park did?
For 9-year-old me, no. I will not be as excited to see the new one as I was the old one.
Yeah,
but I will go watch it. I'm excited to see.
I'm going to counter you on that because the director has stated that him and Steven Spielberg got together, and what made the first movie so great is that you got to the island and there was that sense of wonder.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden everything goes to hell.
Yeah,
and it's terrifying. And they wanted to do the same thing with this one because with the second one and the third one, they were just like, oh, well, you got to go to
this
island.
Scary dinosaurs.
Scary dinosaurs. Yeah. Ooh. They said this one, they're going to open with that same sense of wonder. Ooh, the park's open. We're going to see all this stuff. Everything's going great. And then...
Well, that's what they talk about in the trailer. Yeah. It's like, ooh, people are getting bored with it.
Have you guys seen the website that they have up where it's like Jurassic Park in real time?
Oh, ooh, nice.
It's really awesome. You should check out the Jurassic World.
Live shots of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, like, I don't really think it's going to be, like, Jurassic Park huge for me. I think it's going to be, it's going to do well, you know?
And I'm hoping that it can just capture some of that wonderment that I had all those years ago. I think I was 10 when it came out, so...
Yeah.
Just if it can capture that, then I'll just be happy with it.
Yeah, and that's what a summer blockbuster is supposed to do.
Yeah,
it's supposed to do for you.
It's just supposed to. You're supposed to go in, watch it, and just be amazed at what you're watching.
I hope it captures children's imaginations and inspires them to
grow up and be
learn about
crazy dinosaur combinations.
Well, not make crazy dinosaur combinations, but you know, like work on being a geneticist, work on being a paleobotanist or something
On being a raptor trainer.
Like, there's some really cool stuff here. Ooh.
Eric says special effects still hold up, and do.
Oh man, the original special effects definitely.
I'm gonna tell you,
it was animatronics. It was there.
There's still creepy dinosaurs to this day to watch that movie.
The last time I went down and hung out with a guy. He'd gotten a 3D Blu-ray player, and so he was like, "You got to see Jurassic Park in 3D.
They did such a good job of the 3D conversion of that movie.
Yeah,
it takes that movie to a whole new level.
It really does.
Does it?
I've got it in 3D, Matt. You need to come over to the house. We'll watch it.
I want to watch that.
Yeah.
No.
Logan will watch it again for the first
time. Can I take Matt's ticket?
I don't know if I want to watch it in 3D.
No, I watched that VHS until it died when I was a kid. Like,
That's one of those movies that I have on every format that it's been available. I have it on VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, and 3D Blu-ray, and I have a digital copy of it. So
I've wanted to read the book, but I never got around to it.
I've got the book. I'll bring it to you.
The book is different.
Yeah,
I like a lot of Crichton stuff, but I never read Jurassic Park.
So this isn't Jurassic Park. We'll save that for when the park opens later on in the summer.
I want to go to the park now.
I do too, but we got to wait. And then there's this. That doesn't really help, does it?
What is this?
Wait,
it's Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park
music. Is that what we're talking about, Jurassic Park now? Can we get to the Jurassic Park section of the show?
Is this show just Jurassic Park now? Is that what we're doing?
This portion of the Just Us Geeks podcast is brought to you in part by Jurassic Park.
Are you going to have any dinosaurs in your podcast?
The park is open.
Where the past comes to you.
No, it comes alive.
Put your stupid phone down and watch this dinosaur.
You didn't say the magic word.
Stupid Newman. Okay,
hold on to your butts.
Hey.
That man had a cigarette in his mouth the entire movie.
He did. And that is one of the most iconic film lines of all time.
Yeah, hold on to your butts.
I still
Sam say Jackson?
That if I'm like weaving through traffic and my wife's with me. I'm like, hold on to your butts.
I say it all the time. All right, so... Why do we love going to the movies during the summer, guys?
Going to Jurassic Park.
Because it's a different experience than you know, like when we went and saw 50 Shades of Grey. There you go. There's another Reds Green Apple Ale.
Reds Greens.
That one. So why do we like to go to the movies so much during the summer?
Because it's hot.
I mean, yeah, it's hot outside. You're not in school. I mean, I'm not in school anymore anyway. But when I was a kid, it was like you're free.
But we don't get summers off anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's a late night activity your parents just approve of.
Yeah, it was. And back in our
air
day,
conditioning.
It was cheap. It was like, what, $3 to go watch a movie?
$3.50.
Yeah.
No.
So it was something cheap and fun to go do. And there was always, during the summertime, the big tent pole movies were coming out. And you were just getting hyped all year for these movies. I mean, they start advertising for the first Jurassic Park like a year before it came out.
Right.
So by the time it's out, you are so psyched for that movie that opening day, you're like, I gotta go watch this.
I remember the trailers for that movie. I wasn't even a year old yet.
You don't remember? Yes, you ruin everything.
God. Will you leave? Can we just do the show without you?
Yeah, we probably could. So one of the Periscopers said something about air conditioning, and that was one of the ways they used to get people to go to the movies.
Yep.
Air conditioning.
We have air conditioning.
We have air conditioning. Oh. And, you know...
Sneaky. Like,
it is very sneaky. You know, now you go see a show, and you expect it to be a little cool, and
the air conditioning is usually broken.
Yeah, the one that we know, and...
It's because they put small home units instead of industrial units.
Which is
on
dumb.
It was done that way before our theater company even bought it.
Well, that's stupid. So
make changes.
So Logan, do you have a preference? Like, would you rather go see a big summer blockbuster, or would you rather go watch just a regular film?
I grew up around movies. Like, we went to the movies once a week for, I don't know, 10 to 12 years. Every week. And so summer, winter, doesn't matter. I just like going to the movies. Of course, you're going to enjoy the big summer blockbusters that they set you up for and build you up for. Because if you go in the winter, you're going to see the trailer for this movie seven right. or eight times. So, I mean, those movies are fun, obviously. But I go to the movies all the time. I don't make it a point just to go to the summer ones.
Right. And, you know, it seems like in the past, there have been some actors that have, you know, really been king of the summer blockbuster. Will Smith
was the king of summer blockbusters
for a long time, man. You know,
summer movies feel different to me.
They do. Yeah. I, talk bigger. More about that. They do they're feel bigger. Yeah.
They aren't grabbing for Oscars.
No,
they're not.
Oscar baits come out, you know, end of the year, start of a new year.
Right.
Summertime is where Michael Bay gets to shine.
Summertime is where you can get away with Wild Wild West.
Yep.
Gosh.
Austin Powers 2 was a summer movie.
Yeah.
I mean, those movies made bank because it was summertime and people were like, I want to go watch, you know, Mike Myers be
donut. But also like, I was going to say, like, Red Dragon came out during the summer.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Hannibal movies came out. You know, they pretty much came out during the summer. It's really interesting, like, what you quantify as a blockbuster. But people do like to go to the movies. And now it just seems like you say that if it's a blockbuster movie, like, you're thinking, oh, it's a Marvel movie. Oh, it's a superhero movie. Oh, it's a this movie. It's an already existing property movie.
Well,
why is that? Well, Joe Dirt, yep, that's no exception either, Eric Plunk.
They're certainly on the rise.
Yeah,
Marvel has the clout now, and they've actually started the trend, them and the Fast and Furious franchise, to bringing it out before summer. Like, Captain America 2 came out in April of last year.
Leading the charge.
And that was a great movie.
It was. Yeah. And you know what? For me, that really kicked off the summer blockbuster season really well.
And so they're starting, the studios are starting to realize that you don't have to cram everything in to a 2-month period. And they're starting to spread it out to where we're getting a big blockbuster or a tentpole movie, as they're called, like usually once a month, with the Divergent series. I know that's not, you know, our stuff, but they're March. Fast and Furious is April. Marvel is May and November.
Right.
You know, Warner Brothers usually has something come out in June and July.
So, I don't know. I mean, we're going to get Ant-Man this summer, too. Yeah, so.
That's right. But, I mean, we're not getting a November release this year from Marvel. But
not this year, but they've got so much stuff coming out. It's going to be around the calendar every year.
Yeah, they're fixing to have it to where you're going to have three movies a year. You'll have one in the spring, summer, and the fall or the winter.
I think it's interesting.
I think it's smart. They've always got something in theaters.
Yeah, they've always got a trailer for the movie you're about to go watch. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's always smart. A trailer.
Do you think there's going to be a Civil War trailer?
I mean, it's very similar.
But don't they like run the risk of like oversaturation?
That's a good question.
But it's very similar to how a comic book actually comes out. I mean, there's comic books once a month, once a week.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your different stuff that you read, so it comes out weekly. But, I mean, a storyline comes out once a month, and you don't feel bad to go and buy a comic book for, like, $5 or whatever they are
so,
right now.
But that begs the question, is it just superhero movies now?
No.
No, no.
It's
no.
existing property movies.
A lot of existing
like,
property
Like, I haven't
movies.
Seen... I can't think of one blockbuster this year that's not part of something else.
Yeah, I don't have
San Andreas.
I don't have
you think that San Andreas is going to be a blockbuster?
It has The Rock in it.
That doesn't matter.
So, yes.
Yeah, he
people
is.
People are going to go see it because
The Rock is a franchise revitalizer.
And people are going to be confused and think it's a Grand Theft Auto movie, and they're going to go anyway.
The Rock, I mean, he's...
That will be funny.
And it's going to be The Rock.
He's taking home
See that Grand Theft Auto movie.
Well, it's attached to the existing property of The Rock.
It's a sequel to Vice Corey.
Vice Corey?
Oh, Vice City. Sorry, Eric Plunk. I was about to say, who's Corey? Corey? What's his Vice?
Vice Corey.
Periscope, where you can get in and tell us wrong words and we'll just say them. It's fine. So it's
like whatever the magical screen says, we'll say it.
So is there a way to break this trend of just superhero movies? Because I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would like to see the last successful non-existing property movie. Like the last time an original movie won the box office during the summer.
Summertime. I was going to say it was Interstellar was last winter. It was the only. It was the highest grossing original property of last year.
It
deserved it.
Yeah, it did. But I mean, during the summer, especially,
Inception was a big hit, and it was a summer movie.
And I'm thinking that's probably the last one. Honestly,
it was attached to Nolan.
So. Guardians of the Galaxy was a runaway hit, but like you said, it was a superhero movie.
Yeah. It had an existing property. I don't know. I don't think we do originals like Jurassic Park and stuff like that
because
anymore.
It's too risky.
Jurassic Park
was too risky.
Park was technically a part of a franchise or a property, an existing property. It was a book.
Yeah, it's just a book, though. It wasn't like, oh, the established Jurassic Park 14 billion issue multiverse.
It's the same thing with like video games now.
Pixar movies. I was just looking through the list. Inside Out coming out this summer. It's an original property.
And it's going to do really well.
That'll do really well. It's the first time Pixar's done a movie since Monsters University.
And they don't make a bad movie. And
they do.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Okay. You ever seen Cars 2?
I never saw Cars 2.
I had no idea he was going to say that, but yeah. Cars 2. Yeah.
And which I get what they were trying. They were trying to do a James Bond movie for children. Yeah. Children don't want to watch a James Bond movie.
No, they don't. Okay.
I don't want to watch a Cars James Bond.
We want to play a James Bond video game.
Yeah, just and that's about it. So
you are a child.
Here we go.
You?
This is from entertainmentweekly.com, and they have listed the top 30 summer blockbusters of all time, and I'll just kind of go down the list. Starting at number 30, James's personal favorite, Bridesmaids. 29.
Oh, man, I hate that movie so much.
29, The Hangover. 28, Rambo, First Blood, Part 2. 27, There's Something About Mary.
Yes. Are you going to literally read?
Yeah, because there's are good ones. These are notable ones. 26, A Shrek. Here's why. Because 25, they have Inception. Do you know what they have before it? Spider-Man at 24. Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
It made $116 million opening weekend. Yeah. It needs to be on that list.
Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Saving Private Ryan, one of the best movies of all time, in my opinion.
Tom Hanks.
Speaking of Tom Hanks, Toy Story at number 20. Yep. Independence Day was before it. But none of us said Harry Potter.
Started off as a summer movie and then moved ended into, as a Christmas.
No, Deathly Hallows Part 2, that was
film. No, every film after the first one, though, until the Deathly Hallows Part 2 was November.
Yeah.
Part 2.
And it was because like they did a movie in the summer, and then they were like, we're going to do one a year to go along with the whole yearly thing. And then like stuff kept happening with scripts, and so it kept getting pushed back. So like, okay, we'll do like every year and a half to 2 years.
Yeah.
But they always started falling on November from like the...
The second one was in November,
but one was a summer movie.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, the third one was a summer movie.
They alternated.
They went a year and a half between each movie, so it alternated. But the last like three or four were
and Logan... They did all seasons in these movies, so it felt like a Christmas movie, but it was in the summer. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I recall most of the time going in the winter to see those movies.
A lot of them were in the winter. Number 16, directly after that, The Avengers. Number 15, Back to the Future. 14, Superman 2, Christopher Reeves. This is where it gets interesting. Number 13, The Lion King.
Yeah.
Yep. Number 12, The Sixth Sense.
Sure.
None of us said that. That was an excellent blockbuster. Sure.
You forget that it was actually a blockbuster, though, because it's such a serious movie.
I'm telling you, M. Night Shyamalan, he is due, man. He's due.
Have you seen the trailer for his new one?
Signs 2?
No.
No.
I have. The Visit?
I have, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, it looks like he's going back to like a simple story.
Yes.
I think that it's going to...
I think his best stuff's behind him, maybe.
I don't know. Isn't he executive producing Wayward Pines on Fox? The 10-part miniseries they're going to do?
Yes.
I think he is, too, and it looks awesome.
I'm just worried. See, he fell into that cliche or whatever, because you know Sixth Sense had that great
I bet it has a twist.
Right. See, Sixth Sense had a great twist, and then Unbreakable, like, his follow-up movie did not have a twist. You're like, okay, well, this is a straightforward comic book movie.
Why did I watch this? But yeah,
and
Unbreakable.
People were just like, well, there was no twist. I don't want to watch it. So after that, he kept trying to emulate Sixth Sense. Everything
the twist.
With a twist ending, like The Village.
The Village.
Oh, well, they were in modern time the whole time.
Yeah, I can't remember. I remember going to see that with Brian Scobie. Scope Pro, baby.
Brian Scobie.
In the middle of it, somebody went, it's in modern times. And about four people got up and walked out of a crowded theater. It was like, well, that movie is ruined.
You can tell it's in modern times from the very beginning.
The opening of the movie.
Chicken wire.
Exactly. There's little hints in the opening of the movie where you're like, oh.
Never saw that movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we ruined it for you. They were scared of the color red.
I knew that years ago.
Red and yellow.
That's probably why I never watched it.
So number 11, Top Gun.
Yes, Top Gun.
All right. Number 10.
I hate that movie.
Number 10.
You hate Top Gun? Danger Zone.
Okay.
Look, my sister watched it daily.
My sister had the soundtrack on.
That is your fault. That is your problem. Okay,
on cassette tape.
What do you think the number one movie is, Logan? The number one of all time.
Jaws.
He already said Jaws.
No, he didn't.
I said Jaws
is one of my favorite.
I'm going to say Jaws.
Did you find this list online? Or?
No.
It is Jaws, actually. But
it's pretty obvious. I mean,
that was fun.
No.
Sorry. My bad.
Tension.
10 is T2. Number 9. Number 9, Animal House.
Yes.
Freaking great movie.
I'm a zit. Get it?
Number 8 is Ghostbusters. Number 7,
Ghostbusters.
What year
did that come out?
It's 80.
80.
It was 84.
I don't remember.
It's the week of my birthday.
What did you ask?
Number 7.
Number 7.
No one said this. Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
1994. Right?
Hey, I miss Connor.
Yeah.
We should get Connor on the show.
He was at the 10K.
I'd love to have Connor on the show.
We should get Connor on the show.
Yeah, he'd be good. Number 6, E.T. Number 5, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Sure.
Awesome movie.
There you go.
Number 4, The Dark Knight. Number 3, Jurassic Park. Number 2, which no one said, Star Wars.
I said Empire Strikes Back.
Did you say Empire Strikes Back? Yeah. Okay.
When he was going through his list of movies.
And Jaws. Are any of these surprising to you?
No.
No, they're all great movies.
There was some things that I've forgotten about, and I was like, that was summer. I forgot. But I knew that every one of those movies were big when they came out.
Right.
It's just you forget about them. It's been, that covers, what, 30-something years of movies?
Die Hard's another summer movie.
No, it's not. It's Christmas.
No, it's based at Christmas. It came out in the summertime, I thought.
It's a Christmas film.
It is a Christmas movie. It's one of my...
It was on my summer list.
It's not Christmas in the Stratton house unless Hans Gruber falls from the tower.
Yeah, he can eat it. All these movies, you guys were
Yakatomi
like
Tower.
All these guys were like, you guys were like, oh, I forgot that was a that, that was a that. In 10 years, are people going to be able to name a summer blockbuster movie that isn't superhero or other property related?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think that that we'll have
Jaws. You can always fall back on Jaws.
No. Kids nowadays won't know what Jaws is. No.
They're like, well, it looks... you know, like a robot, or it looks all stiff and it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think the shark looks awesome.
I mean, James, how are you going to feel when everybody forgets about that movie you were in, Shrek? 26 on the list.
I won an Oscar.
And hey, guess what? Shrek's coming back, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so
Shrek and Donkey on another whirlwind adventure.
Sing that song.
You're the one in the green shirt today, Josh.
Shark still looks fake. Okay, so so we want to hear from you. What is your favorite summer blockbuster of all time? Do you disagree with the list? I really would love to hear from our good friends at I Heard That Was Good. Go check out their new episode where they also review The Avengers Age of Ultron at IHeardThatWasGood.com. So go do that thing. You're not going to do
Can't
it.
Make me.
You're a jerk.
They're cool dudes.
There's a lot of great stuff coming out this summer, guys.
Yeah, there really is.
There is. And you know what?
This summer's going
to
be awesome.
We'll talk about that in just a second.
Starting with?
No, not yet, because we have to take a break, genius. And I have to tell you all about our good friends at Luna.com.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's when I do this. You know what you should do? You should go on over to lynda.com/justusgeeks and sign up for your free 10-day trial of awesome. The great thing about lynda.com is that you can choose from over 3,000 video courses, which you can learn at your own pace, on lots of subjects. Photoshop enhancement skills, website creation skills, public speaking skills. Obviously, I need to take that. Really, if you can imagine a course that you could brush yourself up on, lynda.com has it. So go do that. Maybe on lynda.com you could find where to get better podcaster people at. I don't know, because these guys are horrible. So do it. Go sign up for your free 10-day trial at lynda.com. It's great benefits. Go to lynda.com/justusgeeks. Sign up. Help us out. Be awesome. Do that thing. You done?
Okay. 30 seconds of silence.
Lynda.com.
Please don't ruin that for me. Thanks. No? Nothing? Nothing? Okay. It's fine.
We're just letting it play out, man.
Okay.
Lynda.com/justusgeeks.
Wow, those were horrible, horrible attempts.
That was pretty god awful.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. Okie doke. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, boy, if I could change this segment right now, I would. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we got a lot of movie news. There's been a lot of stuff happening in the movies that warrants taking time to talk about. So, Logan?
What's up, Logan?
Nothing much, guys.
How you doing, Logan?
Logan, you ruin everything.
That was all James.
No, it wasn't. It was not all James.
Pretty sure Matt...
Yeah.
Matt said something that got us on a Google fit.
Yeah, so why don't you guys ruin this segment? Go for it. Talk about movie news.
All right, well, today it was announced that Marvel, in association with IMAX, will be filming the very first full-length feature, 100% in IMAX. Infinity Wars Parts 1 and 2 will be 100% IMAX.
But see, that's kind of a misnomer because they do rely on a lot of special effects, like frickin' Thanos.
No, well, I'm saying like...
I mean, he's not going to be in Civil
they're
War.
They're going to use the new, I think it's called the Aris camera. It's a 2D, it's a small 2D digital IMAX camera. They will film the entire movie.
A 2D IMAX camera?
Right.
How does that work?
Well, it's... just a single camera that shoots in the aspect ratio of IMAX. It's, IMAX has an exclusive aspect ratio.
Right.
Oh, okay. And I got you.
So now they'll do the post conversion of the 3D for it later, but it's cheaper to use the 2D. I mean, number one, it's
I wish we'd get away from the 3D crap.
Oh, I love 3D.
I like 3D too.
But
it's not worth $3 extra.
I agree.
I don't pay $3 extra.
I know you don't, but
you don't have to either.
Well, I know we don't, but most people do.
Yeah.
What are you guys complaining about? You don't pay.
You're not speaking to all insiders here.
Yeah. Anyway, so they upconvert it, and there's a whole process involved.
They take the time and they do the 3D digital conversion, but they're gonna use it for Civil War.
Civil War 1 and 2,
which started filming today. Actually, officially began filming.
And Cap and what's his face got into some Twitter brouhahas. Chris Evans and the guy who was the jerk in Winter Soldier, the bad guy who went
the
Hydra.
Winter Soldier.
No, not Bucky. The Shield guy that goes Hydra.
Pierce.
Yes, him.
Pierce.
They're like really don't like each other have kind of been going at it. That I think is interesting.
Hell, Hydra, dang,
that'll happen.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we know who was
Cap.
I think we know who's the real winner at the end of that one.
Yeah,
it's not Cap.
Oh.
Spoiler. Continue, James.
I lost my train of thought.
Talking about the camera.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, for Civil War. You're talking about stupid IMAX stuff.
It's IMAX isn't
kidding.
Stupid.
I'm just kidding.
No, okay.
IMAX is really awesome. I just didn't know that they would do it in like a lesser quality.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not a lesser quality, but it seems that way.
They said that this is going to be the culmination, like Infinity Wars part 1 and 2 is going to be the culmination of like 10 years of movie telling. And they said, what better way to do it than with the full immersion
10 years?
Yeah, by the time it comes out, it'll be 2018, 2019.
Good Lord.
It'll be 10 years.
End of season one.
What?
End of season one of the Marvel film franchise.
No, that was Avengers was the end of season one.
No, that was phase one. That's like before mid-season
He tried to make a funny joke and it didn't work.
Logan.
I watched the King of the Hill episode today that reminded me of you, where Bobby is the...
That's my purse. I don't know you.
Where Bobby does something stupid.
Yeah, where
he's
where
the school announcer.
Yeah, where he's the school announcer and he has to get Peggy to help him ring a cowbell to be funny.
Oh.
Anyway, continue, James. So IMAX, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
What did Nolan shoot in IMAX?
Segments of Dark Knight, Inception, and Dark Knight Rises. Only and the most that any movie, any like Hollywood theatrical feature has had was Transformers: Age of Extinction, which had about 60% of it shot in IMAX.
And it was still crap.
It's too the cameras are too big. Mm-hmm. It's too expensive to do it. Now that they've come out with these small 2D cameras that will shoot in that aspect ratio, I think that we're going to start seeing a lot more features.
Well, it makes sense that they're the ones that lead the charge doing this. I'm okay with it. I'm glad they're doing it.
Oh, I'm definitely making. We've already talked about it at work. We're definitely making the trip out to an IMAX theater to go experience it in IMAX.
I'll tell you, we saw The Dark Knight in IMAX.
That movie only had about 15 to 20 minutes of actual IMAX footage.
We saw it in not like an IMAX. We saw it in the space at Huntsville at the big surround. And that opening segment where they come down the line where they rob the bank at the beginning, spoiler alert, was just pretty...
It's a 10-year-old movie.
Heath Ledger is also dead.
God.
In real
is
life.
Is he?
Yeah. Him and Paul Walker are just riding on. Anyway, so...
They're the lucky ones.
Yeah. So that, like, you could really get the feel that was... And that you remember that was a huge deal, and I think that it should be a huge deal that they're doing this. If it's going to be somebody, it ought to be Marvel.
Yeah,
and they better be doing it with Star Wars at some point.
They might start with episode what, 8?
8. They're not doing it in 7. So,
because I mean, this is not going to come out until 2018, and it will be the first movie to do it. So anything that comes out after, like winter of 2018,
is late to the party. Yeah, it could be.
Well, I'm just saying it could be episode 8. That's when it comes out. So they could shoot it in IMAX.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting. Also in movie news, they have cast it.
Yeah, that kid is weird looking.
He's funny. He's funny.
He's funny. But
he was hilarious.
He'd make a great clown.
I don't know if he makes a great clown.
Are you going to screen it, James? Yeah. Can we go with you?
They're making me watch Poltergeist in 2 weeks when it comes out.
Have you seen the trailer?
There's no clowns in that movie.
Yes, there is.
Have you seen the new trailer?
Yeah, where the clown animates itself and tries to eat the boy.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll pee right in your pants.
And it's in 3D. They're like, you're going to watch it in 3D, James.
Oh,
no.
I want to
see it. Do you want me to watch it with you?
I'm sorry, but it freaks me out when it jerks that little girl up those stairs.
Do you need anybody to watch Pitch Perfect 2 with you?
I won't be here when Pitch Perfect 2 comes out.
He'll be gone. When he's gone.
I should be back that Thursday night.
Are you taking two bottles whiskey for the way?
Probably.
No, but I'll probably pick two bottles up because I'm going to be in Owensboro, Kentucky. Okay. And there's nothing to do in Owensboro, Kentucky.
What else in the movie?
Why do you keep asking me?
Because you had a lot earlier, and I thought, well,
I didn't have a lot earlier.
Yeah,
I
think
Tomorrowland. I said those.
Tomorrowland's coming. When does it come out?
Tomorrowland, May 22nd.
That trailer.
Same day as Poltergeist.
Nothing is happening in that movie.
I don't understand.
I think it's great that we don't know anything or understand anything about it.
I kind of agree with you because it's the first movie in a long time that you're like, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But
those are the most fun to me. Like,
I'll be interested to see how it is.
I just want to be completely surprised. I like going into movies not knowing anything about them.
Which is hard to do now. I really wanted to be that way with Star Wars. I thought, I'm not going to watch anything about Episode 7. I'm not going to watch a trailer. I'm not going to...
Watched the trailers, like the teaser and the new one time each. I had no desire to hype Episode 7 up.
My real issue with Age of Ultron is they trailered it to death.
They only showed like 10 minutes of the movie in the trailers.
No, not even 10. It was like 5.5 minutes of the actual movie.
So you didn't really learn anything.
You never saw anything. You just saw the same stuff recut and recut and recut.
And there was a lot of footage that they used in the trailers that didn't make it in the movie.
Or they altered it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the funny stuff was in the trailer, Age of Ultron.
Actually, no.
No.
Ultron was way funnier.
Ultron had more of a personality.
I'm sorry, but I laughed hysterically at Iron Man's first line.
I don't remember it.
It was something that we'd have to donut.
Okay, no.
And then Cap says,
Oh yeah. Watch language. Language. Yeah, that's funny. That's been memed over and over.
The other thing that I've posted or texted you guys was, have you watched the new Red Band Vacation trailer?
Yeah, Vacation.
Ed Helms.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's not really news, but there's a trailer.
It's not
for
really
it
news,
now.
But there is a new trailer up for.
Is it funny?
It's very funny.
Ed Helms funny.
I really like Ed Helms. I'm glad that he's the one that they've picked for that.
There's a lot of stuff in the trailer that if you remember the original Vacation movie, there's like little nods to the original movie throughout it.
Okay.
And I think that it's like
Aunt Edna.
What was it? It's like Elle McPherson or somebody who was driving in the car next to him when Chevy Chase, you know, everybody else is asleep. Yeah, and
she swam naked in the pool.
But like when she drives through like with the convertible or whatever. Okay. Yeah. So in this version of the trailer, you know, everybody's asleep and Ed Helms is, you know, playing Rusty and he's looking and he sees a hot girl in a convertible and he looks away to make sure nobody's looking at him. And the camera doesn't move, but you see like a semi just take her out. And then he looks back and she's not there. And he looks in his rearview mirror and he sees the carnage and he's like, oh, just keeps going.
I have some. Hugh Jackman has confirmed that Wolverine 3 will be his last as Wolverine. He has finally said, that's it.
Is he going to do Apocalypse? Nobody's still said anything about Apocalypse
They're not
or
talking
Deadpool
about
yet.
I don't think he will
he
be,
won't
in, the
be
Deadpool.
In Deadpool.
He's got to be in Apocalypse, though, I would think.
He
can be in Apocalypse and Wolverine 3 can be his last Wolverine movie, right?
Yeah,
I'm thinking that's right, right?
Yeah, Apocalypse comes out in what, a year?
A year or something.
Are they doing the Old Man Logan story with
Yes,
them?
They've said that they were going to do the Old Man Logan for and the Death of Wolverine for 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see. First images have been released of Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
And I'm already on board with it.
Oh, I was on board with it when they shot just a 20-second teaser of all title cards, and they said it's going to be, you know, coming out in this time. And I was like, oh, well, I'm watching that.
What was the last thing he did? Django?
Django.
Django.
Did you like Django, Matt?
I did.
I love
Django.
I
enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, man.
I like
I loved
all
it when
movies.
Mississippi.
I know. I did. I was like, freaking great.
I was
great.
Like, yeah.
Everybody can see how racist we are.
As if it's not bad enough.
I watched that movie with my dad in theaters, and he leaned over. He was like, Mississippi. I'm like, yeah.
This is not kind of breaking, but this has been revealed that they have revealed reboot details about Spider-Man. Peter Parker's story will be told in a 4-movie series.
Great.
3 to 4 movies set in high school.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Freshman Year is the first title of the first Spider-Man movie.
And they supposedly going to be called Spectacular Spider-Man.
It would make sense to call it Spectacular Spider-Man.
And they have confirmed that it is down to 2. It is down to Asa Butterfield and Tom Holland.
See, who is Tom Holland?
I hope it's not Asa Butterfield because he looks like a 12-year-old. Like,
that's a stupid name for anyone.
Why would
Asa
you
Butterfield?
Change your name. You're in
first
the movies,
of all,
for God's sake.
Change your name.
I don't know.
I was going to name my first child Asa Stratton.
See, this I think is the...
No, is that a nomad?
This I think may be the first major misstep in casting in Marvel's line.
But Marvel does not have 100% total control over this.
Oh yeah, Sony's killing the Marvelverse.
Yeah, but Kevin Feige has a lot of control.
He has a lot of control. He doesn't have control, he has input.
He has a lot of input.
That's they've said that Marvel has zero control, they have input.
Well, I would imagine they're putting a lot of ends into who's going to...
You would
gonna
think that they would, but I have not agreed with any of the 5 people of the original top 5.
I haven't either, and you know what that means? They just won't use him. I mean, they'll use him sporadically, but they won't use him, not to his effectiveness.
I can buy this Tom Holland dude better than I can Asa Butterfield.
Let me see his picture.
I'm just worried about...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the dudes, I don't know which one, but looked like he was 12.
That's Asa Butterfield.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Tom Holland.
What
this
I'm
is the
wondering
guy
is
older.
If you've got a kid in freshman year high school, how involved in Civil War can he actually be?
He can't really.
He's a nobody.
Well, but see, that's the thing.
We had a theory about this.
Logan, tell him your theory.
It was our theory that, like, he's the street-level superhero. Like,
well, yeah. I mean, they've already established that he's been doing his thing for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Well, but he has to be this guy because you know, Tony Stark and Thor and Cap.
They're big name guys.
They're not fighting little peons anymore. I mean, like, right. The Lizard would be a peon compared to, you know, like, he's like on Whiplash level.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony can handle him by himself, much less Hulk or Thor.
But you're going to have that guy, the symbol of the low superheroes, come out and reveal himself.
I think you're totally right.
But since they... I mean, even if they didn't get the rights, they have a low-level street-level guy in New York right now with Daredevil. It took off.
That's Chicago. Amazing. That's not New York.
That's Hell's Kitchen. It's New York, bud.
Yeah. No. That's New York,
dude. I thought it was Chicago.
No, yeah, and I think I agree. I mean,
could they not just use Daredevil?
I don't know. I hope that they do.
I mean, I know that Daredevil is probably not a big. I've not read the Civil War.
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't know. I know that I don't think he has anything to do with him.
I don't want him to mess Daredevil up.
I'm really excited to see what they do with Daredevil because I was very impressed with the first season. You watched that, James?
No.
Oh man,
come on! It's really good, and I hate superhero crap. It's really good.
Rosario Dawson is much better in it than I thought she was going to be. And the dude who's Matt Murdock is freaking spot on.
Everybody's good.
They've made you care about someone that Ben Affleck almost killed.
I'm so sorry that I've been busy. I hadn't had time.
So basically, this guy will also have to be Bruce Wayne at some point. So
Daredevil's good.
I don't know. Also this week, Joss Whedon left Twitter, which isn't really movie news, but he left Twitter and he also revealed some interesting details.
He was hating on Marvel.
Well, people were hating on him. He also revealed some interesting details about Age of Ultron, specifically that he wanted to not use Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. He wanted Captain Marvel and Spider-Man. And they're like, no, we can't get the deal done. Although he also revealed that they had been working on Spider-Man since Avengers 1.
What?
Avengers 1.
They wanted Spider-Man in Avengers.
Yeah,
they
did. Being the director of an Avengers movie sounds like a terrible job.
I think so. Because
like, you can't make the movie you want to make.
But here's why. Because, okay, so they said, no, we can't do that. You'll have to do something else. So he does Avengers Age of Ultron with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. And they're like, hey, guess what? We got Spider-Man, and we're going to do Captain Marvel. And he was like, I already cut my film. What are you going to do? And that is why Joss Whedon will no longer be directing movies in the Marvelverse.
Yeah. Well, he also said that it was a lot of Marvel saying, well, if you want your scene, like a certain scene in the movie, you have to put like
this.
You have to put the cave scene with Thor. They're like, you have to have the cave scene.
Did you hear last week when we said that it was not a Joss Whedon film at all? Like, I wish they had just gone on and let the Captain America folks direct.
Oh, the Russo brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably should have.
Yeah, they should. They really should have.
Now, I've seen Captain America 1 and 2.
Right.
And really enjoyed both of them.
Winter Soldier, I thought, was better than Avengers.
Not knowing anything about Captain America going into it, I watched the first one, enjoyed it, watched the second one, loved it. It's great.
Yeah, loved see, the two Captain America movies, what I like about them is because you can't compare one to the other because the first one is a war movie.
Yeah.
The second one is a political thriller.
There's like 60 years difference between the 70. Two.
Yeah,
70.
It's quite a bit.
Whatever.
Anything else, Logan? You got any movie news?
I don't really have anything, no. Okay. I mean,
Pitch Perfect 2.
Pitch Perfect 2 is coming.
Oh. Tomorrowland, San Andreas. This is all this month.
I will be, I mean, Age of Ultron really kicked it off. We got a lot of movies coming. I mean, we got a
lot.
Mad Max comes out the same day as Pitch Perfect.
I cannot wait. I'm so stoked about Mad Max. It's going
to
be
I will do my best to be back here in time for that.
Fury Road.
I'll just, you know, go watch Fury Road. I don't know, Matt, you probably don't want to watch Fury Road.
I will. I don't know anything about the world, but I'll go watch it.
Matt, I'm 4 and I know about that world.
I'll watch it.
It's going to be good. Tom Hardy's also said he's going to.
I haven't seen every movie.
He said he wanted to be
made.
The Punisher.
Yeah. He's out of Suicide Squad, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting too.
Marvel has no plans with Punisher right now.
No. I don't see where they could. They could Netflix it, and it would be awesome.
Well, see, every time they've done 3 Punisher movies, and all 3 have failed.
Yeah, but they did a lot.
The Dolph Lundgren one in the 80s, which was just was 80s or 90s.
Dolph,
it was like early 90s.
Don't talk about Dolph Lundgren.
Okay. And then
he'll appear. If you say Dolph Lundgren's name 3 times,
the door just opens up.
The lights go off.
Fight for me!
The Thomas Jane movie.
Dolph Lundgren appears. A wild Dolph Lundgren has appeared. Okay.
The Thomas Jane Punisher movie was awesome.
I thought so, too. I thought it was pretty good.
But nobody went and watched it. Nobody watches R-rated superhero movies.
No, they don't. So, but it's funny, though. I think people will watch them now because of Daredevil. And it's pretty hardcore.
I'm really hoping that the Deadpool movie doesn't suck.
It's not going to.
it's good because I mean, if it's going to be the
I
next,
love your high hopes for it. Yeah. I really hope it's not garbage.
Because I mean, well, it's the first R-rated superhero movie since the 09, because the Watchmen was the last one. Mm-hmm. And if this one tanks, it will be the final nail in the coffin for R-rated superheroes.
Yeah. He's got a good point. God, the Watchmen was such a good
I think film. As we as a society progress, we're going to be more accepting of R-rated films.
I think so, too, because you look at Daredevil.
Yeah.
That's not kiddie stuff.
That's some gritty stuff. There's some dark stuff going on in Daredevil, and it's loved by everyone.
Dude gets his head beaten off by a car door.
Yeah, yeah.
Might as well. That would have been easier than the way he went.
Anyway. And there's a car door, there's a bowling ball. I mean,
it's awesome.
Gruesome.
It's really good.
It's awesome.
You need to watch it.
Punisher Daredevil team up episode.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm probably going to cosplay as Matt Murdock.
Well,
just get some glasses and a stick. Be really easy.
I wish you would do that. That'd be awesome. All right, want to hear from you. What's your favorite bit of movie news from the past couple weeks? Did we miss something? Let us know.
We did.
I'm sure we did. I mean, we covered a lot. Us know. Over at justicegeeks.com and facebook.com/justicegeeks and over on the Twitters at justicegeeks. Let's bring it on home, boys. Mr. Stratton, what's your jam of the week this week, sir?
It's kind of dumb, but...
doesn't matter. It's your jam.
Great way to open it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all really interested now.
I'm really proud of myself because I went to California last week.
Like a big boy.
Like a big boy and took a really, really hard class.
And passed
it.
Hey, yo, that's awesome.
Not many people passed this test.
That's not a dumb jam.
That's not a dumb jam.
It's an 8-hour test. And 4 hours is written, 4 hours is practical. And it took me an hour and a half to just get power to my machine.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but I passed it. Now I'm like all certified and stuff.
That's
so
incredible. Congratulations, sir.
It's really
way to
cool.
go. Let's give a hand, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah.
Woo. James passed.
Woo.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Logan, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week is today I went to Tupelo and I checked out that card shop that Ronnie suggested to me last week.
Did you bring wings back for us?
No, but I ate Buffalo Wild Wings on my own.
Not Buffalo Wild Wings. Wingstop, sir.
We didn't go to Wingstop today, so.
Get out, Logan.
But no, it was a really neat card shop. I'm looking forward to playing there.
Yeah.
So.
Some Weiss Schwartz,
yeah. Thanks,
Ronnie. Kermit the Frog. Oh, you should have seen him, man. Ronnie said Weiss Schwartz, that card game nobody ever will play with him. And he was like, oh!
I was like, there it was again.
Kermit the Frog here. Matt, what is your jam of the week?
Matt!
My jam of the week is this band I've recently started listening to called Kopecky.
Did you say it wrong?
Kopecky?
I don't know. It sounds Kopecky? Right. It sounds like something Indian smoke.
Kopecky?
I would say Kopecky.
Anyway, they're from Nashville. They used to be called Kopecky Family Band. Anyway, they've...
they're a family band?
Do they wear skinny jeans?
Probably at least one of them does.
Change their name to Mickey Echo? His name, Steve Suddeth.
Anyway,
sorry.
There's a cool indie rock band out of Nashville. They got a new album come out May 19th.
Yeah. Good
really
stuff.
Good. Introduce you to them?
Yeah, Spotify. They're on Spotify. Check them out.
Oh, good. I actually will check them out. My anti-jam of the week
We have anti-jams?
Yeah, I can't. I've been working so much. But the good thing is, like last week, I asked people to recommend podcasts for me. And my jam of the week is a podcast that Dan recommended to me. He actually recommended two great podcasts.
How did you react to that?
Really well.
Shut up.
Because this one, my jam of the week is Cardboard with Rich Sommer. Logan, you should totally check it out. It's not like... There are lots of board game podcasts out there. And if you like Will Wheaton, Tabletop, and all that crap is fine for you. But this guy's, Rich Summers, just an awesome dude. He had Ty Burrell on his first episode.
Awesome.
And it was really good. And he has other board game podcasters on his podcast sometimes. And he's a really cool dude. And the show is great. So go check it out. Also, it's not really a jam, but I've listened to it and I liked it. Our good friend Eric Plunk recommended The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Those names don't sound familiar. How about The Adventures of Pete and Pete? Ah, yes. Pete and his brother Pete have a podcast now.
Really?
And it's The Adventures of Danny and Mike, and it is hilarious.
Are they related, or are they just friends?
No, they're just friends.
Okay.
And somebody was
and
like...
they're still friends.
Somebody was like, you guys are doing a podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, their first episode, they go to Pete Fest in Portland, where they have a Pete and Pete Festival.
Of course that's in Portland.
They put a bird on it. But, it's really good. You should check it out. Matt, you would
Petunia.
Really like it.
Yeah. I'll listen to that. What's it called again? One more time.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike.
Danny and Mike. Yeah. Okay.
Dan also recommended a history podcast, The Memory Palace, which is really good. So you should check those things out.
Podcasts are awesome.
Podcasts are awesome. You'll be hearing about more podcasts and us coming soon, hopefully. That's all I can say about it. Speaking of awesome, I know I said it earlier, but do go check out our friends at IHeardThatWasGood.com. They're really great. And also, if you are in the Los Angeles area, which if I know we have people who listen to us in the LA area, starting now and running to the end of the month, some friends of ours now are doing this science fiction one-act festival. It's called SciFest LA. I got the opportunity to interview the guy who runs the thing. This week, we're going to feature that interview over on JusticeGeeks.com. Really great stuff. And he gave me an exclusive. It's their second year of doing it. Tim Russ. He's got Tim Russ doing one-act plays. Walter Koenig from Star Trek. He's a part of it, SciFestLA.com. And he has original works from Clive Barker. It's interesting you said Clive Barker earlier, James. And Neil Gaiman. Going on this year. Last year was a total success, huge sellout. So thank you to the folks at SciFest LA for talking with us. And they announced in our interview that they're doing one in London. They're not doing one, but it's expanding to SciFest London.
Oh, sweet.
So that's really awesome. We got the scoop on that.
Los Angeles, man.
Yeah. I think I might can get out there for that. So that would be cool. Anyway.
I'm hoping to get out there soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like it over there.
Less humidity.
Yeah. the people in general are different.
Well, the guy that I interviewed, his name is David Dean Buttrell. He's one of the founders. Will Wheaton is actually on the board of directors for this thing. It's just a celebration of science fiction in all avenues, but obviously on stage. I thought you guys would like it because of that.
Oh yeah.
And it's really awesome. So definitely check it out.
Sweet.
Okay. You guys have a surprise.
I like Wheaton.
I like surprises.
Yeah. Surprises.
Surprise. Well, that'll about do it.
Did you see him on, The Guild?
Wait, whoa. What? Hold up. Wait. What? You're just fixing the outro without a song? Is that our surprise?
No, it's coming. Huh. No. That'll about do it for episode 163 of the Justice Geeks podcast. We talking about superheroes and summer blockbusters.
I am so high.
I had to bring
it
back.
I can hear heaven.
People like to hear you people sing for some reason. So make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything.
I am so high. I can hear heaven.
From Tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, news, reading more.
Oh, but heaven. No heaven. Don't hear me. They say that a hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here and wait.
JusticeGeeks.com.
Through the wings of the eagles.
Oh, Logan's going slow.
Watch as we all fly away. Yeah.
Here comes the part nobody likes.
Someone told me.
Have you seen the YouTube videos of the Nickelback where they replaced the picture? Almost peed on myself when I watched those earlier.
Look what love gave us.
Karaoke to the death.
What
When's
form
that
of killing?
The weekend of
blood spilling
of Mississippi Comic
Con. James, shut up. What's it?
It's
And they say that a hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here and wait.
Matt, it's June 27th, 28th.
Hold on to the wings of an eagle.
Got it.
Watch as we both fly away.
In Jackson, Mississippi.
Thank you.
So for real, go.
Yeah, you got the guitar solo right now. Go for it.
Oh yeah, it's
you're missing it. You're wasting time. Matt's rocking the air guitar.
This was the first MP3 I ever put on my PSP.
The world is
Do you regret that?
I'm sending to you.
This movie made so much money.
So much money.
This movie made so much money.
Hero, and that's what I'm feeling to do. That a hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand here and wait.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. We love you.